is fleeting, and so I'm told. My soul is twisted, hung out to dry. This life I'll be missing. Walk this open road, just you and I.
Thank you. wanna know the reason without ever asking why. Everybody wanna know the reason without ever asking why. Everybody wanna go to heaven and nobody want to die.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's see what I've got for you today. Let me see. A little bit confused here at the moment. I will have it for you in a minute. Yes. Okay, I'm going to start with some local bands who have shows this week. Coming up, and first I have New England with Don't Ever Want to Lose Ya. And this version is live from a disc from the Music for Middlesex charity show in 2007, which was for local social service agencies. And let's see now. Yes, the band was mainly around from 78 to 82. The song was on the self-titled debut album, reached the top 40 in 1979. KISS manager Bill O'Coin discovered them, and Paul Stanley helped them record and produce their first album. Let's see. That was so the self-titled 79 release with this song on it. And the band had three albums out total. Members stayed in the music industry. So they were all still around. Let's see, what am I looking for now? I'm trying to find this song I've got here for you. Hello, where are you? Uh-oh. Where is this? Let me see. No, here we go. And anyway, the band, excuse me. New England will be playing their 40th anniversary show on Saturday night at the Bull Run Restaurant in Shirley, Mass. So here is New England with Don't Ever Want to Lose Ya.
To thank all our friends and family, old friends and new friends, and old fans and new fans for coming tonight, and we don't ever want to lose you. want you to come.
Flagging a cab, my Geiger counter clicked and I fainted. do the tailpipe drag.
A few local bands playing out this week. First, you heard New England with Don't Ever Want to Lose Ya, which was from a Music for Middlesex live show, a charity show. And I said New England's going to be playing their 40th anniversary show Saturday night at the Bull Run Restaurant in Shirley, Mass. After that, you heard Muck and the Myers with Break It All from their album Muckus Maximus. They'll be playing Saturday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. And then you heard Little Billy Lost with Do the Tailpipe Drag from their EP Cox of the Walk. Band consists of musicians who've been around the scene in different bands for a long time, including the Atlantics, Pop Gun, Figures on a Beach. And Little Billy Lost will be playing Friday night at the Square Root in Roslindale, Mass. And in case you missed at the beginning, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford. On this Saturday, WMFO is having a live music day, which is all day long, starting at 8 a.m. There are going to be local bands playing live in the studio and on the air. So, what's going on? Something turned on by mistake here. Lovely. Unfortunately, I lost my stylus, so it's not as easy for me to work my tablet without it. In any case, I was talking to you. Oh, yes. This Saturday, October 26th, WMFO presents Live Music Day, when we will be broadcasting from the studio and during our shows live. So the bands in the studio is playing live all day. The morning is going to be acoustic singer-songwriters and such, and the afternoon, all kinds of bands. I'm going to be including Cast Iron's Bad Marriage, Adam Sherman, Bird Mancini, Carissa Johnson, tons of bands. So I can't name all of them. It'll take too long, but lots of good stuff. So tune in all day Saturday, and you're going to hear live music. Very cool. So anyway, now back to current playlist. Right now, I've got Shake Some Action from the 1976 album, the same name, by the Flamin' Groovies, their fourth studio album. The band started in 1965 in San Francisco, was most active in the 60s and 70s, broke up in 1992, then later got back together. And the Flamin' Groovies will be playing Friday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville, Mass. The Flamin' Groovies.
Thank you.
right, you heard first the Flamin' Groovies with Shake Some Action from the album of the same name, which was way back in the... Well, actually, that was 76 when that album was out. That's still way back, I guess, huh? The Flamin' Groovies will be playing Friday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. And also on that bill is the next band you heard, Tiger Bomb. Those Can't Stop from the new album, Uproar. Tiger Bomb's an all-female garage pop and rock band from Portland, Maine. And then you heard a brand spanking new song from the Billy Connors Project. Cats in this band have been playing in different bands around here for a long time, and they just released two songs this week. I guess you'd call it a digital single, and that was Hate Me If You Want To. Now we have The Fools channeling Peter Pan with I Won't Grow Up from Sold Out, their major label debut in 1980. Let me see, where am I at here? Yes, that band's been done very well. Through the 90s, they had songs and albums big, Let's Play and MTV, touring with a lot of bigger bands, and they're still out there. They'll be playing Saturday night at 9 Wallace in Beverly, Mass. It's The Fools, where they won't grow up.
I wanna stay a kid.
right, that was, let me see, what did we hear? First, The Fools with I Won't Grow Up, and as you said, The Fools will be playing Saturday night at 9 Wallace in Beverly, Mass. Then you heard a bunch of Jerks with their brand new song, Sleek Black Cat, from a new album, Anguish as a Second Language. Good title there. And yeah. Sleek Black Cat. I like that. I like to picture the black cat while I'm listening to the song. Then you heard Ted Drozdowski with Josh Gibson from his album Coyote Motel. Josh Gibson was in the American Negro League baseball catcher, who's considered to be one of the very best power hitters and catchers in the history of any league, including Major League Baseball. He was known as the Black Babe Ruth, and in 1972 became the second Negro League player to be inducted in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And Ted Drozdowski now lives in Nashville, but used to live in Boston and was a music journalist, including writing regularly for the Boston Phoenix, as well as being a musician. And, Drozdowski will be playing Friday night at the Burren in Somerville, and he'll retire his longtime band, Scissorman, and introduce his new band, Coyote Motel. That's pretty cool, huh? Let me see now. Oh, getting late, so I gotta get some serious guitar time in, huh? Yes, I will. Let me see. Oh, what can I put in here now? How about some Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart with the title song from their 2018 album, Black Coffee? Originally a Humble Pie song, and it's their third studio album, an album of covers of soul tunes, though not the usual, you know, the more under the radar. Album was recorded in 5 days at the studio at the Palms in Las Vegas in August of 2016. So here's Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart with Black Coffee.
Black coffee, and how good it tastes. I said, I So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Someone is called hunting nuts. It's calling kill, that's a moonshine's right.